This Hometown Illinois Radio Network report from the Commodity Classic in Houston, Texas, is brought to you by the Illinois Corn Marketing Board. We'll join farm broadcaster Lori Boyer in Houston next.
And now a message from John Clem from Waynesville, Illinois, about the Illinois Corn Checkoff.
Did you know that the largest market for Illinois corn is the export market? Our unique river system provides farmers like me the opportunity to ship corn from our Illinois fields directly to other countries who are hungry for high-quality grain. I'm proud that the Illinois Corn Checkoff makes investments that power trade, and I hope you are too. Learn more at www.ilcorn.org.
I'm Lori Boyer reporting from the 2024 Commodity Classic in Houston, Texas. I'm visiting with Dave Rylander again. I'm glad to have another conversation with you. I feel like we've really gotten to know each other. He is the president of Illinois Corn Growers. This is going to be a neat topic, though. So we talked a little bit on policy the last time you and I spoke. Now we're going to talk about the precision conservation management program that the association has.
Yeah, and that's a program to help to demonstrate to farmers that less tillage saves you money is basically what it amounts to, and also that lower amounts of tillage don't necessarily hurt your yield. And we've got several hundred farmers involved in this program in Illinois, in Kentucky, and in Missouri. So it's a good program, and it's in its third or fourth year.
Where do you start with it? You get enrolled in a program, then what?
Then we have specialists that cover certain parts of the state. The specialists will come and talk with you and talk to you about how much nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium you're using, what your yields were, what your tillage methods were, and just basically record everything. And then that allows them to compare your numbers with somebody else's that's doing a different set of tillage practices.
What kind of technology are you using to figure that out and to measure its effectiveness?
It's mostly manual data reporting at this point. Now, we've given our guy our yield maps and our planting maps and our spraying maps. I'm not sure they're using all of that information digitally yet, but the main point of the thing is to have a database when they get done that compares one farmer with another and allows us to tell people that, yeah, very definitely less tillage means a better return.
You personally, you have your farm enrolled in it. I'm assuming you've seen good results then.
We've seen good results. We've been no-till for about 6 or 8 years, so prior to the program. And yes, we've seen, number one, I've got less equipment. I've got less hours on our equipment, again, all mostly because of no-till. So yeah, it definitely costs us less money.
Remind me where your farm is based out of.
It's near Galesburg, Illinois, so halfway between Moline and Peoria.
Dave, thank you so much for joining me. Good conversation. Every conversation I've had with you has been good. Again, Dave Rylander, president of Illinois Corn Growers, joining me. I'm Lori Boyer from Commodity Classic, and you're listening to the Hometown Illinois Radio Network.
Be listening for more reports from the Commodity Classic in Houston, Texas, with farm broadcaster Lori Boyer on this Hometown Illinois Radio Network station, brought to you by the Illinois Corn Marketing Board. For a free podcast of our reports, go to hometownillinoisradio.com.